God's hands. Let's talk today about God's heavy hands, his pierced hands, and lastly, his guiding hands. There are times in this world when God's hand has been heavy upon the wicked and upon his sinful people. In Psalm 32, David is talking about the weight of guilt upon him when he sinned against Uriah and Bathsheba. Psalm 32, 4, "For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer." Most of that psalm is about the joy of the forgiveness God gave him. Again, in the next two verses, David is bowed down because of sin and God's heavy hand. Psalm 38, 2. "For your arrows have pierced me, and your hand has come down upon me." Psalm 39, 10. "Remove your scourge from me. I am overcome by the blow of your hand." God's heavy hand is even more heavy on the wicked. Psalm 75, 8. "In the hand of the Lord is a cup full of foaming wine, mixed with spices. He pours it out, and all the wicked of the earth drink it down to its very dregs." This cup of wine is God's judgment. And remember the story of when the Ark of God went into the battle with Eli's wicked sons and was captured? The Philistines experienced his judgment big time. 1 Samuel 5, 6-9, "The Lord's hand was heavy on the people of Ashdod and its vicinity. He brought devastation on them and afflicted them with tumors. When the people of Ashdod saw what was happening, they said, 'The ark of the God of Israel must not stay here with us, because his hand is heavy on us and on Dagon, our God.' So they called together all the rulers of the Philistines and asked them, 'What shall we do with the ark of the God of Israel?' They answered, 'Have the ark of the God of Israel moved to Gath.' So they moved the ark of the God of Israel. But after they had moved it, the Lord's hand was heavy against that city, throwing it into a panic. He afflicted the people of the city, both young and old, with an outbreak of tumors. So they sent the Ark of God to Ekron. As the Ark of God was entering Ekron, the people of Ekron cried out, 'They have brought the Ark of God of Israel around us to kill us and our people.' So they called together all the rulers of the Philistines and said, 'Send the Ark of God of Israel away. Let it go back to its own place, or it will kill us and our people.' For death had filled the city with panic. God's hand was heavy upon it." Hebrews 10:31 nails it, saying, "It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." That would be judgment for those who have refused God's mercy. To those of us who have cried out to him for his salvation, God has us in his hands. Deuteronomy 33:3, "Surely it is you who love the people. All the holy ones are in your hand." Jesus, the Son of God, gave up his life for us so that we could live with him for all eternity. His hands, feet, and side were pierced for us. We cannot imagine what Jesus, the Son of God, endured for us. In Psalm 22:16, we read, "Dogs have surrounded me. A band of evil men has encircled me. They have pierced my hands and my feet." David wrote this hundreds of years before Christ died, an accurate description of Christ's suffering. The marks of his pierced hands, feet, and side will always remain. In John 20:27, Jesus said to Thomas, after his resurrection, "Put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thank you, Jesus. And finally, God's hand is on us to warn us and to guide us. Two verses telling us to follow the word of the Lord and not to follow the way of the wicked. 2 Chronicles 30:12. Also in Judah, the hand of God was on the people to give them unity of mind to carry out what the king and his officials had ordered, following the word of the Lord. Isaiah 8:11. The Lord spoke to me with his strong hand upon me, warning me not to follow the way of his people. Praising you, Father, for your hands, sometimes heavy upon us because of our sin, and especially your heavy hand of judgment on the wicked. We are so grateful you told us, your children, that you hold us in your hands. More than anything, we praise you, praise you, praise you for your hands that were pierced for our iniquities, our transgressions. And now we ask in Jesus' name that you would keep your strong hand upon us as we follow hard after you.